Okay, I wanted to speak a little bit about the topic of Al Hanisim Chanukah. I had a chance to speak to the parents of this year last week, and many of you, of course, have asked about it, and you weren't able to participate then, so I'll give you the opportunity, Tamshis Sadvarim, a little bit to give over this sugya, which is a sugya within the largest sugya of Chanukah. There's a sugya called Al Hanisim, that we say Al Hanisim, as we know, in Tefillah, as well as in Birchas HaMazon. The positioning of the Al Hanisim in Tefillah is the bracha of Modim, and in Birchas HaMazon in the bracha of Noda Lecha, Birchas HaAretz. The source for Al Hanisim is in the sugya of Chanukah. The Gemara speaks about it explicitly in terms of Birchas HaMazon, and actually raises the question whether or not we should say it or not. And the way it seems from the Gemara is that it's not absolutely chayiv, not an absolute chiyuv, but if one wants to do it, it's a minhag, you can do it. And where do you do it? The Gemara comes out, you should do it in the bracha of Noda Lecha, just like in Tefillah, we say it in the bracha of Modim. And the Rambam makes it seem as if it's an absolute chiyuv to say it in Birchas HaMazon, but the Gemara sounds like it's only a minhag. In Tefillah, it's not as clear. The Rambam brings the Al Hanisim in Tefillah, in Hilchas Tefillah. And also in Hilchas Brachas, he brings Al Hanisim Birchas HaMazon Ki'ilu, that it's understood that you're supposed to say Al Hanisim. According to Rashi, and this is going to be maybe the segue into the whole Indian of the Nafka Minas that could come out of this, Rashi seems to assume that at least in Tefillah, and it could be when it's a minhag to say Birchas HaMazon to the same Geder, it's part of the Takan of Chanukah itself. Because Rashi learns on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, the sugya I just mentioned about Birkas HaMazon is on Daf Chaf Dalet. But on Chaf Aleph and Beis, the Gemara mentions the whole story of Chanukah, the Braisa of Megillas Tainis, and it concludes with the words, "Lishana Cheres," after the miracle occurred, the next year they established these days as Yom Tov B'Hal B'Hoda. Hallel, we understand that we're Gomer Hallel throughout days of Chanukah. And what does Hoda mean? Rashi learns to say Al Hanisim in Hoda. That's a special halacha as far as the kviyas of Chanukah, that one should say the paragraph of Al Hanisim as an expression of Hodah, and that was part of the takana of Chanukah. The Rambam apparently didn't learn the Gemara that way, because the Rambam doesn't bring Al Hanisim in Hilchos Chanukah, he brings it in Hilchos Tefillah. So according to the Rambam, the din of Al Hanisim, we would call it Me'en HaMa'ora. Me'en HaMa'ora means that when you daven, you're supposed to mention the specific occasion that you're davening. It's an idea, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The more specific you can be, the more you can tailor your tefillah to the time and to the occasion, so the tefillah is enhanced. For example, we say Yalav Yavo in our tefillah on special days, on Yom Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh. So we say Al Hanisim in our tefillah to fulfill that idea, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom in HaMa'ora. That's the Rambam's idea of Al Hanisim. For Rashi, you see it's more than that. According to Rashi, it's part of the actual takana of Hodah itself, that the Chazal wanted you to express Hodah on Chanukah, and we do it in our tefillah. If the Gemara says we do it in Birkas HaMazon, then even if it's a minhag, but it could be, it's also the same idea. It's the idea of, since it's the occasion of Hodah, it's a time of Hodah, so we should, the more the opportunities we can be Moda, the more the better. But again, the other possibility is that the halacha is just halacha me'en ha'ma'ora, whether it be by tefillah, whether it be by Birkas HaMazon. And we're going to have to see how this could be very important, understanding various halachis that relate to Al Hanisim. So, Umasha, let's start with the following. Hilchas Chanukah in Shulchan Aruch, Tafesh Pei Beis, Dinei Al Hanisim B'Chanukah. So one thing seems clear, the halacha. Whatever you're going to say about Al Hanisim, if you forget it, it's not ma'akev. It's not the same as the Haskara of Yalav Yavo, which is Me'in HaMa'ora, but if you don't say it, then you have to repeat your davening. So the halacha by Al Hanisim is not that way. It says the Mechaber, and lo amar emachzirin osa. Why? Because it's only that, to that extent, it's not ma'akev. Emachzirin osa, says the Mishnah Berurah, d'lav d'oraisin inu, whether it's tefillah or Birkas HaMazon, you don't have to repeat your davening or your benching. But there is interesting halacha quoted by the Ramah. And this is interesting because the way the Ramah is saying it, it sounds at first glance that he's referring specifically to benching. The Mechaber says, we say Al Hanisim, b'Birkas HaMazon, u'b'Tefillah. Birkas HaMazon, b'Birkas HaAretz, b'Tefillah, b'Birkas Modim. Says the Rama, yes, omen, kisheshachach al hanisim bibirkas hamazon. Kishemagia lo harachaman. So we have the rachamans after the benching, after the last bracha of atova meitiv. You have a list of harachamans. You can add another harachaman. What do you say? Harachaman hu yasalon nisim in the flows. Kishem shasiso v'sem b'yam b'vanzeh. Harachaman, you should do miracle. The merciful one should do miracles for us, perform miracles for us as you did for our forefathers. B'mei matis yal ben yochanan and so on. Derech agav, this nusach is very striking. That you can actually ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to perform a miracle for you. I once wrote a maimer on this in one of the Torah to Go's going back a couple of years. I don't remember how many years ago it was. It appeared afterwards in Mishpacha magazine as a supplement variation of that same article. The question is, how do you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a miracle? Generally speaking, based on Sugyan Brachis, we don't ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for miracles. Question was how it's like a tefillah shav. Whatever is. You can't change the reality. If there's a gender that's already been determined in a mother's womb after 40 days, you're not allowed typically to daven that it should be a different gender. We know whatever it is. The gender is determined. And Leah made this tefillah, said this tefillah that that was inside of her should not be a male, should be a female. So Gemara asked how she could do it. Gemara says, in what teretz? It wasn't yet 40 days, it was still Mayabi Alma. So how could a person ask for a miracle? And there are different answers, even in the Nosikim, Shulchan Aruch, they discuss it. That's a separate discussion, how one could use such a language. What's interesting is the Ramah says this by Birkas HaMazon. The Taz, and Mr. Burr quotes this as well, the Taz says that the same halacha would be with tefillah. If a person remembers before they finish the bracha, so then they could still say it. But once you're ready concluding the bracha, then seemingly you have nothing you can do. You forgot. But, says the Ramah, you can say it in harachaman. So what about in tefillah? So the Taz says that you can do it as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and said, Katan Dalit, hu adin shiyomer b'tefillah, acha gemara tefillah, derech bakasha kod miyu l'ratzon. In other words, you know, kind of sore, before you say the second miyu l'ratzon, you can ask, whatever you say, harachaman, or just yehi ratzon, shetasa l'anishim, and you've been mevakesh, similarly, b'mei matisya ben yochanan, and you say the whole nusach. But it's interesting, Ramah didn't say it on tefillah. Even though the Machabeh spoke about both tefillah and birkas hamazon, the Ramah only brings this halacha regarding birkas hamazon. The Taz adds tefillah, and Mishnah Berurah paskins tefillah as well. Why didn't the Ramah say the same thing when it comes to tefillah? Another interesting halacha regarding a person who forgot to say al hanisin. When it comes to yalo v'yavo, this is a psak based on the Rav Yah, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Person forgets yalo v'yavo. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. One day Rosh Chodesh. This year usually it's 2 days. This year it's Tachaster Kislev. So it's one day Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah. So we'll have to worry about this issue only for one day. You forget yalo v'yavo in Shmoneh Esrei. You have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, by night, it's a different halacha, maybe not, but by day, for sure, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. What happens if you haven't finished Shmoneh Esrei and you realize you forgot Yal V'Yavo, so you go back to Ritzei. Let's say you're still in Ritzei, then you can still say it. Let's say you finished the bracha of Ritzei. You haven't yet started the bracha of Modin. There's a halacha based on the Rav Yah, quoted by the Rosh in Brachas, and brought in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Daled, I think, that you can insert the paragraph by itself, Yal V'Yavo, between the two brachas, between the bracha of Ritzei and the bracha of Modin. And that's good enough. That's considered that it's connected to the Ritzei, because as long as you haven't started the new bracha, you could still say Yalav Yavo and it counts for you. It's not a simple halacha. There are chokim, and the Mishnah Berurah says that therefore, for example, it's Nogea, for example, Talmater too. If you forget to say Talmater and Baruch Aleinu, and you finish the bracha baruch aleinu, you can say the same tamata lebracha between bracha baruch aleinu and the bracha of tekav shofar. It's the same way you could say yal v'yavo between brachas, as long as you didn't start the next bracha. There's another option. If you forget tamata and baruch aleinu, what else could you do? Add it in bracha shem ishmak aleinu. So the Mishnah Berurah dafka, because he knows that the other halacha is a little controversial, there are chokim, even though it's born in Shulchan Aruch, he says don't say it between brachas, because not everyone agrees that that counts. Better wait for Shema Kolenu hopefully you won't forget by then, and you say in Shema Kolein. But Lamaisa, that's the pasuk in Shulchan Aruch that you can say between brachas. So what about Al HaNisim? You say the bracha modin, and you went right to Baal Kulam, and you finished the bracha. You haven't started Sim Shalom yet. Can you say the paragraph of Al HaNisim right then and there between the bracha of modin and the bracha of Sim Shalom? So there's a machlokas about this. And some of the Mishnah does not bring this, but they bring it here in the Shari Tshuva. Brings from the Radvaz, I think it's from the Radvaz, that you could say it in between brachas. Yachalomar, either it's Al HaNisim or Yalviyav, whichever one between brachas. But then he brings others who argue. Berke Yosef argues on this. So what's this all about? Could you, the same way you could say Yalviyavo between the bracha of, say, bracha of Modin, if you didn't start Modin, so why should Al HaNisim be different? Why is there a machokas regarding Al HaNisim? Another question to figure out. Finally, one more question and see if we can begin to put this together. Or another two more questions, okay? There's another chiddush of the Magen Avraham that the Mishneh Berurah doesn't really quote, and Shaar Tzion says, I didn't bother quoting it because I don't know that it's correct. It's already not again anymore this year, because we had Shabbos Chanukah, but the question would be as follows. So Shabbos, that you have to add, but say, and let's say you have to add something else, be it Yalviyavo, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, be it Al HaNisim, Shabbos Chanukah. And if you forget, but say, we know you have to repeat, except for Shalosh Shudis, which you don't have to wash for, but the first two meals you have to repeat Birchas HaMazon, and if you forgot, but say, because there's a chiyuv to wash and have a suda, a pass on Shabbos. So if you forget, but say, you need to repeat your benching. Suppose when you said benching, you forgot, but say, you remembered the other Haskara, you remembered Yalviyavo, but you forgot Ritzei. So when it comes to Yalviyavo, if you have to repeat because of Ritzei, so the halach is clear, you have to repeat not only Ritzei, you have to repeat Yalviyavo in the second time you bench, because the first benching didn't count for you. So when you repeat benching because of forgetting Ritzei, you have to say Ritzei as well as Yalviyavo, even though you said Yalviyavo the first time. But the Magen Avraham has his chiddush in terms of Shabbos Chanukah. And he holds that if you would say Al HaNisim in Shabbos Chanukah, but forget what to say, and you have to repeat your benching. You don't have to say Al HaNisim in the second benching. Only would say, because that's what you forgot. It's a very hard chiddush. What's the pshat? In the Mishneh Berurah, in the Shavuot Tzion says, Lo atakti simen kuf peiches, if cut in chaf aleph, Lo atakti mashakasav le'inyin Chanukah. The dvarb en machrachim, that's the case that you have to repeat Yalviyavo if you said it the first time, not And you forgot to say, you have to repeat Yalviyavo the second benching. But what the Magen Avraham says, Gabriel HaNisim, I didn't quote it because it's not Mukhrah Pashtus, it doesn't count for benching. So you have to repeat, not only Ritzei, you have to repeat Al HaNisim the second time you benched. So we have a couple of questions to summarize some of the questions that we had so far. We understand why the Ramah only brings a halacha to say Harachaman after benching. If you forget Al HaNisim by benching, doesn't mention it by tefillah, right? That was one issue. Another issue is what's the machlokas about whether you could say Al HaNisim between the two brachas of modim and sim shalom? If we know by Yalviyavo you can do it between brachas, between ritzei and modim, why not Al HaNisim? What's the difference? And what's pshat is Magen Avraham, that if you forget ritzei on Shabbos Chanukah and you remember Al HaNisim in that benching, you don't have to repeat the Al HaNisim. Maybe one other Indian to bring in once we're trying to cover our bases with Al HaNisim. The question that is, what about Me'in Shalosh, Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz, Al HaGefen? So we know that on Shabbos or Yontif or Shchodesh, there's a place to insert the Me'in HaMa'ora within Me'in Shalosh. Right before Kiyat Hashem Tov Meitiv, we add with Seiv Achdim, the Shabbos has that, the Zachreinu, the Samchenu. We have references to the day of Rosh Chodesh, of Yantif, of Shabbos, but not on Chanukah Purim. It's a Mefurish Sif in Shulchan Aruch in Shalosh that we don't add for Chanukah. Birchas HaPeros, it's in Reish Ches. Sif Yud Beis. Maskirin Me'in HaMa'or B'Shabbos V'Yantif Rosh Chodesh, Avlo B'Chanukah Purim. Why not? Why not? So there's a lot of svaras and reasons given for that. Maybe we'll address that first. Just sort of put that on the side. It's an inyan just to be aware of. Another halacha that we'll learn, derech agav. A lot of answers, but there's a very nice answer. I once spoke about this when many years ago at a Mesivas Chanukah dafka. I used to have a shir and then before the chagiga. So it's on probably on Wayu Torah somewhere. This is not Rav Chaim himself. He quote Rav Chaim. It's Rav Chaim saying over this pshat. It was an earlier, I located who was it, said it. The Sefer, I was a quote, I forget the name of the Sefer already. Some kadmon before Rav Chaim. And then others quote him as well. Minchas Ani maybe it was called. Sinai Sapir, I think was his name. The time it was before the internet. I had to go to the library. I remember asking them for preserve to bring me the Sefer. Now everything you can find in Hebrew books and Ezra Chachma. This is before this is how many years ago it was, okay? Before the internet, before we had the access that we have to Svarim. I remember going there to the library, asking to bring me the Sefer. So this is the Vort that was said over. Why don't we add Al HaNisim in the Inshalash? Whatever we add in the Inshalash, we remember we spoke out Rabbeinu Yonah when we learned Pesachim earlier, way back on Daf Gimel, Benogea Havinenu. Remember the sugya of Havinenu or? So there's Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachis that answers a kasha, the Gemara in Brachis, fourth parak, that Gemara doesn't answer. The issue in the Gemara is Havinenu is a composition, is taking the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and combining them into one long bracha. So the shaila and tanayim to me, say Havinenu, to not say Havinenu. Even if you hold up saying Havinenu, so you say the first three brachas and one long Havinenu bracha and then the last three brachas. But Motzi Shabbos, you can't say Havinenu. Why not? Because Motzi Shabbos, you have to add Havdol, Atochan Antan. So therefore, you can only do that if you're going to say Atochonen as a separate bracha. In fact, the Gemara, why can't you just add a sentence for Havdalah? Start Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, Keneged Atachonin, add another phrase, Hamavnei Kodesh Uchol, and proceed to the continuation of Havinenu, Kash. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the answer? Kash always means there's a teretz. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the teretz is that Havinenu is Me'en Yudches. We have Me'en Shalosh, Me'en Yudches. It's combining the themes of all the brachas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Every phrase is connected what would otherwise be an independent bracha. So every phrase, we know if you're saying the long Shemoneh Esrei, you have a bracha of das, a bracha of tshuva, a bracha of slach lanu. But hamavda b'kodesh uchol never gets its own bracha. It's only said as part of an existing bracha. And if you would put it into Avinenu, it would convey that this stands alone as a separate bracha, but it never does. That's the teretz to the Gemara's kash. So based on this, Rabbeinu Yonah comes the teretz to our kash. So why don't you say Al HaNisim in Me'en Shalosh? Because Al HaNisim never is its own bracha. It's only part of an existing bracha. Ah, you'll ask, so what about, say, and what about Zachreinu? What about V'samcheinu? We add that. The teretz is, the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, brought based on the Gemara and bracha, seventh parak, that it's possible to say Ritzei, or say Yal V'yavo benching, as a separate bracha. In the event that a person forgets to say Ritzei in the bracha of Rachem or Yal V'yavo, and they finish the bracha of Yerushalayim, they didn't start the bracha Tov HaMeitiv. So here, it's interesting. Here you don't have the Eitzah that I told you before, the Rav Yoh, of saying the paragraph independent between brachas. That's not what we do. Something else. You say a new bracha, and it has a nusach to it, and some benchers have it. Mr. Shem, those of you who are going to choose benches for your chasana one day, haven't already, it might be too late for some of you, but in some cases. So I would recommend choosing a bencher that has in it, and some benches do, some benches don't, this bracha that a person who forgets would say Yal V'yavo can say this bracha and they have it in front of them. Omer Barchat Hashem Okin Machalam Shinasan Shabasus Lenucha La'amo Yisrael Bi'ava La'os Velebris Barchat Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. This is only good enough if you haven't started the Barchat Vatova Meitiv. Some have there's a suffix of the Chayadim. If you say Barchat Hashem, thinking you're starting the bracha tova meitiv, and then you realize, oops, I forgot to say, can you count the bracha tashem or ken malchalam of a tova meitiv toward this? If the original intent with bracha tashem was for the next bracha, that's called you start the next bracha, or maybe you can still salvage. If you say bracha tashem, you can say amdei mechukacha. Okay, so then you can still say the bracha. But if you say bracha ken malchalam, can that now you be used for this? But let's imagine you just say bani yisraelim amen, bani barachim yisraelim amen, and you realize I forgot to say this is what you do. By Shmona Esrei, you can't do that. They can't add a bracha to Shmona Esrei. The brachas are clear. How many brachas you have to have? So there, if there is an option before you start the next bracha, the option is to simply take that nusach by itself and say it independent of a bracha, between one bracha and the other. But by banishing, you say the special nusach of bracha, and so too if it's Rosh Chodesh, so too if it's Shalosh V'Golim. So you have a nusach to put in, and it's there in the benches, some benches. So since Ritzei or Yalviyavo can sometimes have an actual bracha that it could be said as a full bracha in benching, therefore Me'in Shalosh is justified to say Ritzei, that sentence B'Zachreinu or Ritzei B'Samcheinu in Me'in Shalosh, because it could have its independent bracha. In fact, when do we say it? We say it after Bonei Yerushalayim in the Me'in Shalosh. Before Kiyat Hashem Tov Meitiv, which is exactly where the bracha would be said. This is the answer that Rav Chaim used to say over, and this is in terms of why we wouldn't say Al Hanisim in our Me'in Shalosh. Let's come back to the other questions. So, L'chor, what are some of these issues going to depend on? We started out by pointing out that Rashi assumes that the Al Hanisim is an expression of the original takana of being molded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chanukah. So it comes out, according to Rashi, this is the chefza of the nusach, you might say, of the tefillah. And if it's Birkas HaMazon, it's the same gather. This is the nusach of Nodalacha. That the nusach Nodalacha, the text of Nodalacha, should have in it the expression of Hodah of Al Hanisim. Mashegin, according to the Rambam, it's not a halacha of the nusach of the text, because Chanukah is about Hodah. It's about Me'en HaMa'ora. You're benching, you're davening, mention the occasion. It's a different idea of what Al Hanisim is about. So let's take the question of whether you could say it between brachas. So we have a machokas of Advaz and Birki Yosef that we mentioned. If you finish Modim, can you say the Al Hanisim in Shmona Esrei between brachas? What could this depend on? So the chorah depends on the following. If this is part of the chefza of the nusach habracha on Chanukah, the bracha of Modim is going to be, has to express hodah also for the nisim of Chanukah. Can you imagine taking a chelik of the nusach habracha and saying, oh, say it afterwards? Can't count. It has to be part of the bracha, mamish. Here it's me'in ha-ma'ora. So you said it. You said it. Right after the bracha, but before you start a new bracha. So that's good. You mentioned the Shmona Esrei. L'masa. This interesting psak of the Mishnah Berurah and Sharat Siyun, the Nogeya, the Haskara of the second bracha benching, Bris V'Torah. The Gemara says the person has to say, Abrischa Shachasamta B'Vzareinu, Val Torascha Shalimadetanu, in the second bracha benching. Person left out those words, you're not Yotze. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, left out those words, skipped those words of Nodalacha, and finished the bracha of Nodalacha. Can they say those words between the bracha of Nodalacha and bracha of Rachim? It's interesting. The Sharat Siyun quotes that you could. Lashon, it's Kuf Pa'ezayin, Siv Gimel. Im lo hiski berkas ha'aretz bris v'torah, machzirin osu. Says the Sharat Siyun, that means if you started Rachim now already. Just like he wants to say that you could, just like by Shmona Esrei, you could say Yal V'Yavo between Ritzei and Modim. So if you forgot Bris V'Torah, Hachinami Yaske Bris V'Torah Kodim Rachim now. Sharat Siyun Sivkan Ches. So the Emek Bracha asks, how could you say such a thing? Let's say you leave out the words So you're going to finish the bracha of Nodilcha, and you're going to suddenly stick those words between brachas. It's part of the Nisach HaBracha, it's Madbea HaBracha. You're going to put it after the bracha. But Mestama, what's the pshat of the Shaar Tzion? That Bris V'Torah is not pshat, it's embedded as part of the Nisach HaBracha. It's askar. You have to mention it in the benching. So as long as you mention it between bracha, it's good enough. That's the Shaila. Is Bris V'Torah like Eretz Chem Tovar Chava, or is it, you have to mention it. So this would be now the issue when it comes to Al HaNisim. If Al HaNisim is a halacha that the Madbeya of Hodah has to incorporate Hodah of Al HaNisim b'mimatisyahu, then it has to be mamish the bracha itself. You can't tag it on afterwards. But if you're like the Rambam, that it's Me'in HaMa'ora, so you mentioned it, good. You mentioned it after the bracha. It's also good. Count also. But if it's part of the actual Hodah, then it has to be within the brach. Derech agav, this could possibly explain another nafgamina, which we did mention before. If a person would say Al HaNisim by accident in Ritzei, like we say Al Yavo in Ritzei. So let's say tomorrow, and he says Ritzei, he says Al HaNisim, or he says Al Yavo and Al HaNisim in Ritzei. And you finish the Shmon Esrei. Oh, you think I said Al HaNisim in the wrong place. If they repeat Shmon Esrei because you were mafsik, you don't repeat for forgetting Al HaNisim, but if you say Al HaNisim in the wrong place, so if it's halacha of the takana of Hodah of Chanukah, then it has to be within the bracha of Modin. If you say in the wrong bracha, you will mafsik with something totally unrelated. But if it's halacha me'en ha'ma'ora, so good. Chatchila me'en ha'ma'ora should be the theme of Hodah. That's what you say in Hodah. But if you say in Ritzei, no, it's not. You fulfill me'en ha'ma'ora. So it could be not enough gemina as well. But meanwhile, we explained what would be the issue as far as saying it between brachas based on this machokas, Rashi and the Rambam. What else did we ask? Why didn't the Ramah mention the Harachaman possibility by Shmon Esrei? And why didn't the Magen Avram, why did he paskin if you forget Ritzei Shabbos Chanukah, but remember Al HaNisim, you only have to repeat Ritzei the second time and not Al HaNisim. So here, we could be a little creative and think about the possibility that maybe what's true for Hatfilah is not true for benching. Maybe there are two different issues. Right now, we're assuming Machokas Rashi and the Rambam is both B'Tfilah and Birkas HaMazon. In other words, is it part of the Takana of Hodah, of Chanukah? So that's why you say Al HaNisim in benching and Tfilah? Or is it Mein HaMa'ora, that you're benching, you're davening, you should mention the occasion? Let's go with the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah holds that there's a difference. The Ramah brings the halacha of saying Harachaman at the end of benching. But he doesn't say that you could say Harachaman, or it's equivalent if you forget in tefillah. The Tash says same thing. The Mishnah quotes the halacha. Yeah, if you get Al HaNisim, you could say at the end. So why didn't the Machabeh talked about both? And the Ramah only brings the halacha regarding Birchas HaMazon. Why didn't he mention it for tefillah? Maybe this opportunity to say that the end of davening only makes sense if the point of Al HaNisim is Me'in HaMa'ora. So you say the idea of acknowledging the Yantif of Chanukah. Okay, so you didn't say it b'mkomo, you say it later. So maybe the Ramah holds that by benching, it's not halach of the takan of Hodah to be moda also Al HaNisim. It's your benching, you say Yal Biyavo, you also should mention Al HaNisim too. So you didn't say it b'mkomo, you can say it afterwards. When it comes to tefillah, maybe the Ramah holds there, Al HaNisim is part of the actual Madbeya of the Hodah. Hodah of Shmona Esrei, of Modim, on Chanukah is a different Hodah. It's a Hodah that also is meant to be Modim for the Nisim of Chanukah. So if you don't say it in Komo, Emachzir and also, but there's nothing to be accomplished by saying it later. Maybe that's why the Ramah splits it. The Ramah holds that benching is a different halacha. Benching is halacha of Me'in HaMa'or equivalent. So you can do it later. If you don't do it at the time, you do it later. L'chatchili, do it during no delacha. But if it's a halacha of saying it within the text of the bracha, such as by tefillah, according to Rashi, that's what it is. So the Ramah says, that's what's, so if it's tefillah, you don't have to do it afterwards. There's nothing to be accomplished by doing it later. Okay, that would be the Ramah. What about the Magen Avram? What big chiddush? Everyone jumps on the Magen Avram. What a strange psak. The Shaar Tzion says, I can't even bring it. It's not muchrach. You forget But say on Shabbos Chanukah, you remembered Hanisim the first time, the benching doesn't count because you forgot what to say. You repeat benching, you don't have to say Hanisim. Why not? The benching didn't count. By Yala Viyavo, if you forget Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, would say, and now you have to repeat benching, but you remembered Yal V'Yavo the first time, and you bench again, you have to say Ritzei and Yal V'Yavo. So why is Al Anis in this? So maybe the answer is because the Magen Avram holds the other way. Magen Avram holds that the Al Anisim of benching is only because there's a takana of Chanukah of L'Hala Hodos, Hodos L'Hala. Me'ina Ma'obra is not Machayev to say benching Yal Al Anisim. Because it's a yantif of hodah. So the hodah, the expression of hodah in benching should expand in the madbeah habracha to include al anisim. Okay. You bench without ritzei. It was a bracha of atala. You have to be benching. Benching didn't count for you. You didn't get credited for benching. Person forgets something in Shmoneh Esrei in benching. The brachas were said. Could be that that was accomplished. The hodah of the benching included al anisim. It's nothing to be gained, no reason. If it was me'ina ma'or halacha and didn't get credited for you because the benching didn't count, so now the new benching has to have me'ina ma'ora, whether it's say, whether yal v'yavo. But if the halacha of al anisim was not me'ina ma'ora by benching, the al anisim is purely about expressing hodah in your bracha of nodelcha. You did it. So you fulfilled that inyan. The only thing is, the benching didn't count for you. So you have to repeat ritzei. So you repeat ritzei. Al anisim, there's no point. Whatever you needed to do to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of your bracha of nodelecha, you did it the first time. So maybe that's why the Magen Avraham didn't require you to repeat al anisim the second time you do benching when you forgot ritzei, if you remember the first time to say al anisim. This is all a bit about the Torah of Al Anisim. Okay, we could always use chizuk when we daven, when we bench. If there's one thing I think we can take out of Chanukah for all of ourselves is we should be aware of everything we do. We should always be aware, but Chanukah might be machayev us to stop and to pause and not to be an automatic pilot. Chanukah is chidush. Chanukah is to renew everything about our avodas Hashem. These halachas should be hopefully not nogeah for anybody. The reason why they're nogeah is because our mind wanders. So when we bench, we're thinking about other things, and then the mouth goes where it goes. The next thing you know, you're in the next bracha, oops, I forgot. And it happens a lot because that's the nature of people, you know, they're not always focused. Chanukah is meant to do is ground us. Everything we do, every bracha we make, every time you put on tefillin, that's what there's a sense of focus. And the problem is that becomes its own automatic pilot. So then everything is automatic. And then there's nothing. Tichle regel min hashuk. The Svarim say, the Svasema says, regel means hergel. Pashup shat is that there shouldn't be the feet of the Talmudai outside and they're no longer there. And that's when the Pisuminisa steps. But the point of Nechanik is tichle regel min hashuk, a chasidish of art. The regel, the sense of hergel, that we're just doing things because out of habit, that has to be pushed aside. Everything should be with a freshness, with a newness. If we do things with a sense of hischadshus, then the benching is a benching and the davening is a davening, and we naturally will say what we're supposed to say when we say, we're supposed to say it because that's the whole point. So these interesting halachas are all there, and there's chakiras, and there's all kinds of ways to be told that. It's all wonderful Torah and lamdis. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. You know, Torah is Torah. But it's something, you know, to know, and halacha is obviously nogeya, but the ikar chidush for ourselves for Chanukah has to be ticha regel min hashuk, that what we do should be done with the proper machshava, and this should be a way of reorienting ourselves in everything we do in Avodas Hashem. Okay, shkayach everybody, and we'll be mamshech in a few minutes.